This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And certainly this great week has begun on a great note, with the stock market pushing up close to 1,000 points plus. It's 930 points right now. Let's see, 928.55 to be exact. And why? We will get to that. Could it be that everything is beginning to open up in most states across the country? In fact, there's even a legal strip club that is offering yes, masks, but no clothes. Masks on a clothes-off party. And that seems to have gone better than a gym that tried to open up in New Jersey this morning. The owners defying the governor's orders, and the governor now responding, and this seems to be a confrontation based upon constitutional understandings. We will get to that. Speaking of constitutional understandings, it is also a day in which Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, the nation's top law enforcement officer, has said something, done something that President Trump is not going to like. Does that mean that Bill Barr is headed for the woodshed or the chopping block or the former attorney general status? Probably not, but we will be waiting for the president's response. We'll also be speaking about a remarkable piece that everybody should watch and can watch tonight on PBS, which is actually one of the best documentaries I've seen, period. It's a wonderful piece of work, and it's inspiring, and it's all about Clarence Thomas. And it is highly relevant to this political campaign coming up. Tell you why, because one of the major figures in this political campaign, Joe Biden, actually appears on screen a lot, but it's a very different Joe Biden. We will get to that, and the story behind Created Equal. We'll be speaking to the creator of Created Equal, the writer, director, and producer, Michael Pack, who got 30 hours of interviews with Clarence Thomas to make this documentary. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There was a deliberate showdown, and it was a showdown not just because someone felt like it. It was deliberate. It was planned to make a point, and that point, I think, has been effectively made, and I think the owners of the gym in question, which is in Belmar, New Jersey, it's in southern New Jersey. It's in Camden County, I believe, and so it's right across the river from Philadelphia, but at this particular gym, which is called Atlas Gym, the owners were interviewed by Fox News in front of their establishment. And here's what he said about the legal stand that he was taking.
What do you anticipate will happen at 8 o'clock when the state police likely show up here?
We're ready for whatever consequences come our way. We're standing up for what we believe to be right.
And we truly do believe it's right. And the officers took an oath, and they don't have to do this. Because as far as I am concerned, and Ian is concerned, actually, if you look at the executive order 1047-C, it states that gyms have to close to the public and remain closed to the public. The operational definition of public means everyone, every member of the country or a community, and we don't have that. We have members. Once you buy a membership, you separate yourself from the public and you are your own thing. It makes us different.
Yeah!
That's Ian Smith, the first one you heard speaking there, who is the owner of the Atlas Gym. And he said he had thought long and hard about his decision to reopen. And he decided it would be done from the heart, with not our best interest in mind, but what we feel is the greater good for ourselves, our community, and for the state and the nation as a whole. So he affirmed the idea that he believed this was all about individual rights. Listen.
We started because we were standing up for ourselves and our family, and it was never just about our gym. If we got our gym open and everybody else stays closed, that doesn't change anything. You know, we could have operated like some businesses and tried to do it under the radar, but it doesn't do anything unless everybody gets the help that they need. We are all equal citizens under the law. The 14th Amendment is supposed to guarantee those rights, and that's what we're standing up for. Each and every.
What he's talking about is the provision of the 14th Amendment, which is one of those great post-Civil War amendments that erased slavery and its legacy. One of the things that the 14th Amendment says is that even a state cannot wipe away equal protection of the law. In other words, you're guaranteed both due process of law and equal protection of the law. And that's why he's invoking the 14th Amendment to oppose this lockdown order that was imposed by the Democratic governor of New Jersey. Now, is that the kind of argument that would work in court? 100% not. It wouldn't. And again, even people who are very, very sympathetic to the gym owners here should recognize this is not the kind of constitutional argument that is going to prevail legally. But will it prevail in the court of public opinion? I think it is prevailing in the court of public opinion. Part of the problem we're facing right now as a nation is we're 50 different states and the District of Columbia, and every one of those states is different and has different circumstances, has different leadership, and has different, sometimes in states, for instance, in the state of Ohio, I know, they do it by localities. The state of Pennsylvania, they have now loosened up in some counties, not in others. And all of this is creating a certain amount of confusion and a great deal of frustration. They were asked, the owners of the Atlas Gym in Belmar, New Jersey, what they would do if the state of New Jersey and the state police threatened to shut them down. Here's what they said.
What are you going to do if you're not allowed to open?
We're going to open back up tomorrow.
So your plan is every day as necessary, open that back again.
We will not stand down.
They will not.
Okay, they were chanting somewhere, war, war, war. Okay, this is what it sounded like when they opened up at 8 o'clock and a very polite police officer, state trooper, was on the scene. And here's the exchange, and you can hear the crowd sounds in the background. A fairly dramatic confrontation. Listen.
Speak your peace and don't worry about it.
We are and we're only here for everybody's safety today. We plan for the worst, hope for the best, and it seems like that's what we have out here today.
Yes.
Normally, you are all in violation of the executive order. On that note, have a good day. Everybody be safe.
Okay, obviously, the police officer who was there, who basically said you are formally in violation of the state executive order, but you should have a good day, greeted with chants of USA, 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 and very popular among the people who had gathered there. Later, Ian Smith, who was the owner of the gym, had said this. We will get to that. He basically was saying this is ideals of civil disobedience. Later this hour, actually later in the show, we're going to be speaking to Danielle Allen of Harvard about the right strategy for reopening, and to Michael Pack, the creator of that remarkable Clarence Thomas documentary, all coming up on the MedVed Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, the confrontation in New Jersey, dramatic. Will it be meaningful, eventful? Will it change policy in New Jersey and across the country? It's an interesting place for the confrontation to take place, because New Jersey, next to New York, has the highest rate of death, the highest rate of transmission of the coronavirus. It's the worst off state in the country. And in many ways, it's worse off than New York State, because New York State apparently has begun to level off in terms of the rate of transmission. Governor Cuomo was talking about that this weekend. New Jersey hasn't leveled off as much. It is still a problem. It is a raging pandemic. And the governor of the state, Phil Murphy, Democrat, newly elected Democrat, he replaced Chris Christie, who had some outstanding things to say, former Republican governor of New Jersey, which we will get to, not about this specific case, but in general about common sense when opening up. And one of the things about this particular gym, the Atlas Gym in Del Mar, New Jersey, is Ian Smith, who has an unfortunate name. I'm sorry, for people who remember, Ian Smith was the head of what used to be a white supremacist government in Rhodesia, which is today's Zimbabwe, which has gone from terrible, as that government was, to unimaginable. It's one of the most dysfunctional countries in the whole world. In any event, this Ian Smith is no relation, I am sure. But he said he had thought long and hard about the decision to reopen and decided that it would be done from the heart, not with our best interest in mind, but what we feel is the greater good for ourselves, our community, and the state nation as a whole. And he said that they've taken several extra steps to ensure social distancing in their gym, and taken other precautions, such as taping off workout stations and operating at 20% of the building's capacity. Quote, the measures that we took are well above and beyond, he said. We spread out the entire gym. Everything in the gym is more than 6 feet apart, including equipment. Every single person walking in the gym is going to have to follow instructions or leave. Okay, Governor Murphy had ordered fitness centers, movie theaters, and casinos closed on March 16th as the part of the state's efforts to fight the pandemic. And the governor appeared after the failed confrontation. It was just sort of a, okay, you're now being warned. We're saying you're in violation. Have a nice day. See you later. And meanwhile, people went to the gym. And here was what Colonel Pat Callahan of the New Jersey State Police and the governor said to the gym owners who defied that executive order. Listen.
Anything on Belmar, the Belmar gym, Pat?
It's my understanding that the owners were issued a summons for that, and the clientele there were issued warnings. That was the brief that I got before, prior to walking in here.
I'm also not, as a macro matter, that's not to say that we're not going to take up each one of these cases, because we will. I'm not overly concerned right now that we're going to have the reality that you're referring to with different towns doing different things, because we've showed you earlier in my presentation, or we're giving you a roadmap, that assuming the curves keep improving and the numbers keep improving, we're going in the direction we want to go in that will allow us to take steps like that.
Okay, again, it's unclear what they're going to do. Over the weekend, the Camden County Prosecutor's Office issued a reminder that non-essential businesses were to remain closed under Governor Murphy's order, adding that anyone who patronizes a business that is open in violation of an executive order could face criminal charges in the form of a disorderly person's offense, for which you could be fined up to $1,000 for each offense, and spend up to 6 months in jail. Now, that includes the customers at this gym. They're clearly not going to enforce that. That's outrageous. And some useful perspective, particularly regarding the state of New Jersey, came from former Governor Chris Christie, who was on ABC this week on a roundtable talking about the risks of reopening. He also wrote a very thoughtful piece for the Washington Post, which we have posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Here was Governor Christie.
Well, listen, George, I think that we all should be setting the right example. When we're out in public, we should be wearing masks and doing the things that we're being recommended to do by our public health officials. But also, you know, as I wrote this week in the Washington Post, George, you know, what's a threat here now is the American way of life. And I don't think that Americans ever thought that life was without risk. There's always going to be some risk. But to say that Americans' behavior, if we began to open up our economy now in reasonable ways, would be the same as it was before March of this year, I think it's just foolish. The American people understand now we have to social distance. They understand now that we're going to have to wear masks, that we don't shake hands. We can't get close to each other. We're not going to open football or baseball stadiums to 50,000 or more people. We're not going to do those things. And that will make the infection rate go down as well. And so I do think that, we're maybe getting a little slow now on, I was someone who was in favor of very aggressive steps earlier than what happened in any of the states in terms of closing down and having a shutdown order. But I do think now it's time to begin to reasonably reopen temperature checks before you go into businesses. All the rest of that needs to be done, but we also need to get our economy reopened, George. People are suffering. 33 million people unemployed. We had a woman in the week on a food line for the first time in her life who said, "I feel like a total failure." That's going to lead to addiction, that's going to lead to domestic violence, and it's going to lead to suicide. And we saw that after Sandy here in New Jersey, and we're going to see it in America if we don't get people back to work soon.
Okay, and look, he concludes by appealing in his column in the Washington Post. Governor Christie quotes Franklin Roosevelt on a fireside chat that President Roosevelt delivered on September 7th, 1942. And you can do the math. That's 9 months after Pearl Harbor, 10 months after Pearl Harbor. And President Roosevelt said that we Americans of today bear the gravest of responsibilities. All of us here at home are being tested for our fortitude, for our selfless devotion to our country and to our cause. And Christie says today we are being tested again. FDR assured Americans that they were tough enough to meet this unprecedented challenge, and that remains true today. Now, I don't know if that includes reopening gyms. And I point out gyms because they are one of those activities where people breathe heavily, sweat, ideally. And I don't know what the medical expert opinion, the consensus would be, but it's very possible that with a gym you are at particular risk of transmission. And the one thing that I think is really important is not for people to take the law into their own hands. We will be back with more on this. We will take your calls as well. 1-800-955-1776. And there's a fairly horrifying series of stories from around the country about people taking this reopening into their own hands, and sometimes violently. Not a good idea. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Attorney General Bill Barr saying on Monday he does not expect an ongoing review of the origins of the Russia investigation to lead to a criminal investigation of former President Barack Obama or former Vice President Joe Biden.
Our concern over potential criminality is focused on others.
A lot of this also stems back to the unmasking of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, to which Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox Business,
unmasking is just a form of spying. 39 members of the Obama administration spied on the general. What's Congress going to do about it? So far, nothing.
At the White House this hour, President Trump and other members of the administration participating in a roundtable with restaurant executives and industry leaders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting to destroy. Michael Medved Show, you still have an opportunity to take advantage of this spring season with a big discount on Medhead membership. Gives you access to the show 24/7. Costs 11 cents a day with the discount. Just go to michaelmedved.com. Use the promo code SPRING40. And here's the beauty part. During this time of at least partial shutdown, you get 50% access, 50% off discount on any of the nearly 100 different titles that are available at Medved History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com, use the promo code SPRING40, saves you $20, and join us as a Medhead member. I mentioned before that there are alarming reports of some incidents taking place across the country in the midst of this partial shutdown. We're not all locked down. We are coming out of it. I know that my son did something which hadn't happened in this family for a very long time. He went out and got some kosher vegetarian food. Yeah, you can pick it up. You can't eat it in the restaurant yet here in the state of Washington, but you can bring it home. We haven't done that. But things are getting safer enough. I don't think my wife is comfortable with that yet, but we'll see. But part of what the New York Times reports is a piece by Neil McFarquhar in their public health department. He writes, as more parts of the country reopen businesses, many retail workers have reluctantly turned into de facto enforcers of public health guidelines, confronting customers who refuse to wear masks or to maintain a wide distance from others. The risk of a violent reaction now hangs over jobs already fraught with health perils. A Target employee in Van Nuys, California, it's in, out in the San Fernando Valley, ended up with a broken left arm after helping to remove two customers who refused to wear masks. Okay, think about the people who are trying to protect their jobs who are working at Target. Really? You're going to get so violent you break a guy's arm? A cashier, female cashier, told a man refusing to wear a mask that he couldn't buy a pack of cigars at a convenience store in Poughkeepsie, Pennsylvania. He said, oh yeah? And then he punched her three times in the face. In San Antonio, a man who was told he couldn't board a public bus without a mask shot a passenger, the police said. The victim was hospitalized. The gunman was arrested. And in a confrontation that turned very serious, a security guard at a Family Dollar store in Flint, Michigan, was shot and killed. A security guard. After insisting that a customer put on a mask. Masks have been recommended by public health officials as a key way to diminish the spread of the coronavirus, with at least a dozen states requiring them and many others issuing a hodgepodge of county or municipal orders. And they quote Wendy Harmet, who is the director of the Center for Public Health Policy and Law at Northeastern University. She said, I never had a right to do something that could injure the health of my neighbors. Mask opponents generally overlook the fact that such regulations are meant to protect other people, not the person wearing the mask, she added, which is an important aspect of the story. Breaking news from Oregon, right next door. A judge has found that Governor Brown's coronavirus restrictions on religious gatherings are null and void. The governor will seek a state Supreme Court review. A Baker County judge on Monday, today, ruled that Governor Kate Brown's restrictions on religious gatherings were null and void because her emergency order amid the coronavirus pandemic had exceeded its 28-day limit. Circuit Judge Matthew Shurtcliffe granted 10 churches that had sued the governor a preliminary injunction finding they had shown irreparable harm from the deprivation of the right to freely exercise their religions. Now, I know in Mississippi and in other parts of the country where they have allowed churches to reconvene, there are a bunch of churches that aren't doing it, that are saying we put the safety and the well-being of the community and of our church members ahead of the desire. And this is especially true. A lot of churches are finding they have a tremendous audience online. And in terms of this issue, who knows what the Supreme Court of Oregon is going to find on this issue. I do think this is complicated. It's not simple. And anyone who says there is a one-size-fits-all or that every situation should mean the withdrawal or immediate withdrawal of all regulations. What Chris Christie is saying and what he argues in his piece is, look, we can have looser regulations. There need to be some. But we need to appeal to the common sense of the American people to try to go beyond what the letter of the law says. This is one of the questions they write about in this story about the sometimes violent response is Uber announced that starting today, drivers and riders both must wear masks. Those who refuse will be kicked off the platform. It's Americans are navigating a patchwork of conflicting national and local guidance on masks. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, for example, initially downplayed the efficacy of masks, but now recommends them. This, it seems, is important. Let's go to Rahm Emanuel, former mayor of Chicago. He was part of this panel on ABC this week. And again, trying to thread the needle like Chris Christie was right before him. Listen.
I think what you have to do is take the data and actually level with the people and say, look, there's risk. And in fact, there's risk now. You can go to a Home Depot, walk down all the aisles, and you'll pass 30 people. What level of risk are we willing to take? And then say, we now know more things. If you're a senior citizen, pre-existing condition, dense living conditions, so we're going to take our public health resources and apply it there. To the families that also want, you have to play a role, if you're younger, in the economy, and you have to have practice all the practices of wearing a mask, washing your hands, social distance in that effort. And here are the stages, and here are the sectors of the economy. We will gradually open over the next 4 weeks, but you have to do this. I think one of the things we should all take stock in is that over the last 3 months, we've learned that the American people have stood up and actually take responsibility for their behavior and their actions. And I think you could open parts of the economy by engaging the public in their role and responsibility. They want to do something. They know they have a role to do, not just for their own health, but for their neighbor's health.
And that seems to be what some of our states are doing more successfully than others. There is continued talk by folks on the American left, particularly congressional leaders like Bernie Sanders and like Nancy Pelosi, about the need to use this crisis as a means of totally altering the American economy forever. It's a terrible bit of timing and a terrible, terrible idea. We'll get to that and more on the MedVent Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVent Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, states are finding their way to open up, and they're doing it differently, some more successfully than others. Who knows what is going to happen with this confrontation in New Jersey? Though there was a great deal of spirit outside the Atlas Gym that decided to open up again. But leave it to Bernie Sanders to say that this is a great chance, beautiful chance, to strike back at the millionaires and the billionaires and the 1%. Here's what Bernie Sanders had to say.
If there is any in the midst of this terrible, terrible and unprecedented moment in American history in terms of the economy, in terms of the pandemic, it is that maybe we start rethinking some fundamental tenets about the way our government and society works.
Okay, rethinking fundamental tenets like people should get to keep the money that they earn themselves. That we should actually have the government rather than the market distribute money across the country? Really? That is a fundamental tenet of American society. I fear that there are going to be many Democrats who go to the electorate with that whole pitch of rethinking fundamental tenets of the American economy, when people really do need to be reminded. Just a few months ago, our economy was cooking. Actually, just a few moments ago, our economy was cooking. If you look at the stock market today, the stock market today is up partially because of very good news about vaccines that may be coming out sooner than anyone expected, and the Trump administration is trying to warp up in advance to have those vaccines mass-produced so that people can have hundreds of millions of them. The Dow Jones just passed 1,000 points positive today at 24,693. It's 1,000 points. That's a big deal. This is what Dr. Mark Siegel of New York University said on Fox News about his optimism regarding Operation Warp Speed by the Trump administration?
Well, I think that this is an exciting moment, and I like that he was humble on the point of, look, we might not end up with a vaccine. But I have been talking to several of our public health officials, and including Dr. Fauci. There's a lot of excitement about several of these candidates, the Moderna candidate, the one out of Oxford University, a couple of candidates out of Germany using a brand new genetics platform. They're showing some really early success in terms of causing immunity and safety. More important than safety. Safety profile looks good. So I think that there's reason for optimism on the science side of this. And to reiterate your point, it's got to be tested, really well tested, so the public will be reassured with it. And maybe we'll end up giving it to the highest risk groups first once it emerges. But we're going to see. We've never done anything like this before, Harris. Nothing ever on this timetable.
We've had nothing like this ever before with massive government shutdowns. But during World War II, people compare it to that. There wasn't a question of government shutdown of business. They wanted businesses to ramp up, and basically that's what won the war. That's part of the lesson in our MedVet History show about how we won World War II and why we won it. Wasn't just battlefield brilliance, wasn't just leadership. Was the economic power of the United States of America. That economic power now has to be used to help bring the country back. The New York Times has a piece, as states shift to favor reopening, governors weigh health risks and costs. They write that the path of the pain of the coronavirus shutdown in terms of wrecked economies and shattered lives has been unmistakable. Now governors across the country are contemplating the risks of reopening, particularly if it produces a surge of new cases and deaths. Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, who's been one of the most effective governors in the country, he's a Republican, he says this is really the most crucial time and the most dangerous time. He was on the State of the Union show yesterday. All of this is a work in progress. We thought it was a huge risk not to open, but we also know it's a huge risk in opening. The one point that I think Chris Christie makes, and he's right, is that risk is greatly reduced by what the American people have learned. People are not behaving the same way they did even a month ago. And I will tell you something. My wife and I went on a long hike, and it was a wonderful hike, and the weather was spectacular with our pregnant daughter, and who's in terrific shape and doing very fine, expecting, God willing, next month. But we went on a long hike on Coal Creek Trail, if people know where that is, in the east side, east of Lake Washington. And the trail was pretty crowded, but it was unbelievable. First of all, there are a lot of people who are hiking with masks. Secondly, the courtesy of people stepping aside, trying to literally go off the trail to make way for you, and we were, of course, doing the same thing. It was pretty encouraging. I mean, it reminds you, and I guess you could say, well, okay, you know, you're out in a hike in the wilderness on a gorgeous day, and with blue sky and dense vegetation and a wonderful experience. So, of course, people are going to be more kind. They may not be that have the same level of consideration on the streets of New York City. I think people would be surprised at this point at what is going on. The Times writes, the push to reopen has been fueled by swelling frustration. As unemployment soars, businesses declare bankruptcy or announce they cannot survive the shutdowns, and fears intensify about enduring economic devastation. Some businesses have even reopened in defiance of state orders. One salon owner in Salem, Oregon, incurred $14,000 in fines for violating a stay-at-home order. Governor Gavin Newsom of California said on CNN, he's a Democrat, of course, I deeply understand the stress and anxiety that people have, that entire dreams have been torn asunder because of the shutdowns. Their savings account depleted and their credit ratings destroyed. The question is, he added, how do you toggle back and make meaningful modifications to the stay-at-home order? Well, you do it the same way that people have done it in 27 states so far, Governor Newsom. The more than two-thirds, in fact, of states have relaxed restrictions significantly. California, New York, and yes, Washington State are among those partially reopening on a regional basis. Illinois, Michigan, and New Jersey remain fully shut down. Look, I think part of the problem that Governor Murphy is going to have in New Jersey with his gym is when New York, right next door, is more opening up and more open to opening up than New Jersey is, it's going to be very, very tough to keep that the tightest possible policy on businesses and individuals in the Garden State. The other idea that you hear reading experts from abroad and everywhere else is focusing the restrictions more directly at people who are at profound risk. And this means, for instance, it's perfectly reasonable to have incredibly intense regulation of nursing homes. Apparently, a third of the fatalities, they're saying close to a third of fatalities in New York State, which leads the country, of course, have been in nursing homes. And that's where you not only have people who are older, but people who, by definition, need help, are relying on a special protections. Special protections against coronavirus are probably very appropriate, and maybe even special restrictions. So what's the best policy for opening up to bring the economy back? We'll talk to Danielle Allen, who is a professor at Harvard, but don't let that scare you away. She is all in favor of a rejuvenated economy. We'll also be speaking with Michael Pack, who has just created an extraordinary and sure to be very controversial, but everyone should see it, a documentary on Clarence Thomas, who is a star in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.